Welcome to our program, Beating the Odds, a feature program on social awareness events.
Beating the Odds is a feature program on social awareness. I'm your presenter, Nicole Chiara. Welcome. On this sunny morning here in Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya, Beating the Odds joins the Rotaract Club of Milimani in one of their community service engagements.
My name is Anne Wangoi Ngoge, the Community Service Director for Rotaract Club of Milimani. Today we are at Good Samaritan's Children's Home, which is located in the middle of Mathare. It's one of the homes that we've been supporting as a club. And today we have organized a medical camp to come check on the children who are here. There are children who are about 100 of them between the ages of 5 years to 20 years. We do this on an annual basis, and today we have medical students from University of Nairobi who will be doing dental checkups on the children. This is the general checkup, and they're going to have an eye checkup too. We received enough donations from most of the pharmaceutical companies. We have GlaxoSmithKline, we have Horst and McGeorge, we have Skering Plough, we have Camp Pharmacy, we have Lab and Allied, we have Rigo Pharmaceutical, we have Gmail Pharmaceutical, just to mention a few of the companies that donated drugs. And this time round, we are really glad that they participated in this. Besides that, we have about 25 students who have joined us, and we have about 10 members of the Rotaract Club waiting for others to join us later. For those children who will need further checkup, we have a referral hospital by the name St. Mary's Hospital. It's in Langata.
What inspired you to come and help out this children's home?
I do believe this is a home that is in the heart of many members of Milimani. We watch them, we know what their needs are because we constantly meet them. And when we speak to the management, they always tell us the needs they have. And this time round, with all the outbreaks coming up and the drought and all that, there are some ailments that have come with it, and they brought them to our attention, and we thought we can organize for that. So it's the home being in the hearts of the members and us following up on them. That's how we identified the needs.
The Mathare Valley slums is situated approximately 8 kilometers from the city center in the Eastlands area of Nairobi near the Moi Air Base. This is where the Good Samaritan's Children's Home is situated. We speak to the founder of the home.
My name is Mase Luo. I'm the founder of this home. We started this project in 1981. It is currently now 13 years old. And we don't have a permanent donor here. We are relying with well-wishers. Our people in Kenya, they are very good people, because how far we have gone, they have supported us. We have 50 children in secondary school, and we have taken our children to the free education, 200 children, because we started with a very big number, 600 children and 50. Now we have reduced the children because we have free education. Here we just have 200 children from nursery up to study 4.
What sort of help would you be looking for, say, from government or any other person who would like to sponsor?
Yes. In fact, in government, I'm just trying to find help to give these children education, especially in high school. In fact, I'm struggling because I don't have sponsor. 3 years ago, Barclays Bank was supporting us with 100,000 for school fees. I just organizing with them to write a check to school. Don't give me money, because I know if I get money, I have many problems like food. And also, I'm just trying to ask the government to support at least with the food. With the food. Only food. I have good product here who are going to university. Last year, the candidates were 20. But 10 of them, they can attend university. Like now, we have 4 girls in Revlon hair boutique there at town. Somebody is sponsoring them, and they are doing very good in that school. Even the owner of that school is very proud of these children, of my girls, because they are doing better than the other children. although there's a struggle for them, you know, they must tarmac to town footing without a bus fare, and they appreciate. Like now, I have written letters to various companies so that they can give my children's temporary job to sustain themselves. And that's why we started the acrobatic here, to make them busy.
The children's home has initiated a few income-generating projects: a small farmhouse, a carpentry workshop, and a tailoring unit are busy with activity.
Today, I have 10 goats here and 32 pigs and 4 cows, so that we can reduce dependency to the well-wishers or donors. Blood is not ours. It was just throw the beans here. And now I would like the smaller children to have milk. That's why we have the good cow there. We are just waiting 1 month to give us milk. And, you know, in old government, this was 2 classes. Because we came to know that students who are in the old government, they are not going to school because of the building fund and other necessary things like uniform, changing of books. And the new government comes, it helps us very much because we reduce the children here. That's why we have a workshop, because these things was donated 5 years ago from the Netherlands people. I kept it to the store for 5 years. Then now we are benefiting. We have 12 boys who are benefiting here now. This is a new teacher. She can do good. She can do good.
This is the tailoring.
Tailoring. There are 40 students, girls and young mothers. We are just having 12 machines which are not enough for them. Clothes people donate here, we don't throw it. This is the kind of the cloth we are just trying. This is old material, so we are just recycling. This we can sell it to 40 bob. Yes, like this petticoat, we can benefit from those people who are training here to make this petticoat, then we can sell it. This is the international, our boys in Kenya, they are doing very well. They are training our boys here, you have seen them.
What's the name of the group?
We call Sauti Acrobats. Sauti Acrobats. We come and train them on every Saturdays.
I have seen the change. Yes, I recommend it.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes.
The medics have set up their stations and are currently attending to the children. We speak to a few of the doctors.
I am Dr. Mutara. They came with the dental students to see the children here, to do diagnosis and to see whether they have any dental problems that we can help them with. The most common problem we are seeing is teeth which are growing without enough space, so we have to remove them. We call it crowding. We have to remove the teeth next to them so that we create space for them. That is a common problem. It is most likely due to not having an adequate diet. The size of the tooth cannot change. But if the jaw does not develop to that size, then the teeth cannot fit. Also, we are seeing a few cases of tooth decay, but not as much as you would normally see in other children of the same age. Their teeth are very clean. As for the ones who have crowding, we have referred some of them to the University of Nairobi, the dental school, so that we can be able to see them, because we usually have a program where we assist children from homes without any charges.
Okay, my name is Mwirigi Kidagwi. I'm a medical student. Basically, what we're doing here is we're seeing children and adults. We're trying to identify the common problems that the children have, like fungal infections, worms, and common colds.
One thing you feel that if this was done, it will really help so many children.
If we decentralized medical care, instead of everyone rushing to Kenyatta when there's a problem, we should have doctors distributed. You break down the healthcare into smaller groups so that you prevent small things becoming big issues.
At the close of the medical checkup, the medics were able to serve slightly above 250 patients, the majority being the children and a few adults from the neighborhood.
Beating the Odds is produced by Lawanjiri Mani. Stay tuned for more stories.